奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
Hello, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak a sermon.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续唱歌给谁听
？And we continue to sing a song.
唱歌要有人听。
And there must be someone who hear the song.
唱歌没有人听，就成了自弹自唱。
If we sing and there's no one to listen, you're only singing it to yourself.
我们所唱的歌不是世上的歌。
The song that we are singing is not the worldly song.
所唱的歌都是圣经里面的歌。
The song that we are about to sing is the song of the Bible.
但是这些圣经里面的歌有谁啊？是要唱给谁听的呢
？But to whom are these songs of the Bible sung？
谁要去听呢
？Who want to listen to these songs？
好，我们已经唱过了五首歌了。
We have previously sung 5 songs.
第一首歌叫做哀歌。
First, the song of lamentation.
那是唱给所有神的仆人听的。
Which was sung to all servants of God.
这既然是首哀歌，那就不是一首快乐的歌。
Since it was a lamentation, it wasn't a happy song.
是一首很悲伤的歌。
It was a very sorrowful song.
为什么所有的仆人都要听这一首歌
？Why is it that the servants of God ought to listen to the song?
第二首歌叫做凯歌。
The second song was a song of victory.
就是唱给主耶稣听的。
It was sung for the Lord Jesus.
但是我们发现到这首唱给主耶稣听的得胜歌呢，很快就变了。
But we realized that this song of victory changed very quickly.
对主耶稣的赞美，对主耶稣的颂赞，经不起考验。
The praises and also the glory that they gave to Jesus, it didn't withstand.
今天说赞美主，明天就去出卖主。
They praise Jesus today, and tomorrow they betray Jesus.
那第三首歌叫做新歌。
The third song was a new song.
啊，新歌就不是旧的歌。
The new song is not an old song.
那这首歌的特色还记得是什么吗
？Do you remember what are the specialty of this song?
启示录说，这首新歌除了144,000人会唱以外。没有一个人能够学会的。
And the book of Revelation reveals to us that this song can only be sung by this 144,000 people, and no one else know how to sing it.
就算你不会，你去学也是会的。
And in all these worldly songs, we can learn how to sing them.
但是启示录说，这首歌就算你去学。怎样学也学不会的。
But particularly this song that the book of Revelation tells us is a song that we can never learn to sing.
为什么这首歌会学不会呢
？And how is it that this song cannot be learned?
它的奇妙在哪里
？What is the specialty and amazing matter?
我们唱了第四首歌。
We sang the fourth song.
叫做警戒歌。
The song of warning.
是要警戒谁
？Who are we to warn?
神交代摩西说要做这首歌唱给以色列百姓听。
God commanded Moses to sing this song of warning to the Israelites.
这首警戒歌也叫做见证歌。
And this song of warning can also be known as a song of testimony.
是神要唱这首歌来见证以色列民的不是以色列民的背叛。
God wants us to sing this song to testify about the errors and also the betrayal of the Israelites.
第五首歌
，The fifth song
叫做激励歌
，is known as a song of motivation.
是在成功过后，还是不断的激励自己要继续的前进
？And regardless of success, even after success, we continue to motivate ourselves to march forward.
这是这首歌里面的价值。
That is the value of this song.
因为许多人成功过后就放松了，就不再努力了。
Because plenty of people have given up or have relaxed after they have succeeded.
因为已经成功了，已经得到了，已经拥有了。
Because they have already succeeded, they have already gained it.
但是这首歌告诉我们
，But the song tells us,
在成功过后
，Even after your success,
更加要努力
，You ought to work harder.
更加要谨慎
，You ought to be more vigilant.
今天我们靠着圣灵的帮助
，Today by the help of the Holy Spirit,
我们进入第六首歌
，We enter into the sixth song,
叫做欢迎歌
，It's known as the welcome song.
我来唱，你来听
，I sing.You hear.
应该正确说，我们一起唱，我们一起听。
To be exact, we all sing together, we all listen together.
那这首歌有什么特色呢
？What is the specialty of this song?
这首歌有三个不同层次的特色。
There are 3 levels of specialty to this song.
它第一，它是从欢迎你到赞美你。
Firstly, it starts with welcome and then praise to you.
从赞美你到试炼你。
And from praising you, it becomes a testing.
所以这首欢迎歌，我也称它为试炼歌，试探的歌。
Therefore, I also call this welcome song as the song of tests and trials.
如果你心里不够谦卑
，if your heart is not humble enough,
你听了你真的会骄傲的。
After you hear this song, you will feel proud.
如果你的信仰不够警醒
，if you are not vigilant in your faith,
你听了你会跌倒的。
You hear this song, you might fall.
如果你心中没有从神来的爱。
If you do not have the love of God in your heart,
你听了你会嫉妒的。
You hear this song, you might be jealous.
你会生气的。
You might be angry.
甚至会去做恶事的。
You might even be tempted to do evil.
我的天哪，到底这是什么歌来的？
And what kind of song is this?
为什么听过后有如此可怕的反应？
How is it that people have such a frightening responses to this song?
其实你不用紧张。
Do not worry.
因为这首歌其实是个既普通既平凡的歌来的。
This is actually a very ordinary and a normal song.
怎么会有刚才传道所讲的那么可怕的情形呢？
But how is it that it might lead to the situation that I mentioned?
我们一起来听这首欢迎歌。
Let's hear this welcome song together.
请看撒母耳记上的第十八章。
Return to 1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上的十八章
First Samuel chapter 18
我们读六节到九节
We read verse 6 to verse 9
好我们一起读圣经
Let's recite together
一二三大卫打死了那非利士人同众人回来的时候妇女们从以色列各城里出来欢欢喜喜打鼓祭心唱歌跳舞迎接扫罗王众妇女舞蹈唱和说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀万万扫罗审发怒不喜悦这话就说将万万归大卫千千归我只剩下王位没有给了他了从这日起扫罗就怒视大卫看到吗这首歌是什么歌呢
You see what kind of song is this?
其实就是很简单的欢迎歌欢迎君王得胜回朝
It was meant to be a very simple song welcoming the king from the victory in the battlefield
也欢迎那些战士们从战场上回来
They also welcomed these soldiers from the battlefield
这的确是个很简单很单纯的欢迎歌来的
This was indeed a very simple welcome song
而且是非常盛大的欢迎
It was a very glamorous and a grand song.
我们怎么知道呢
And how do we know that?
这里第六节说这些民众啊从以色列各城里面出来迎接君王
You can see here in verse 6 that they all these people came from different cities
那是非常热闹非常欢喜的庆祝、
It was a very jubilant celebration
也应该欢喜的
And it was indeed something to be joyful about
因为他们最强大的敌人哥利亚被杀死了被毁灭了
For the greatest enemy of theirs, Goliath was slain
并且这个强大敌人当时没有人可以对付他
And this Goliath was one who was that no one could stand up to him
连扫罗君王也不敢对付他
Even King Saul himself didn't dare to stand up against him
连扫罗以色列国中最强最厉害的将军们将领们也不敢出战
Even the mighty soldiers or generals of Israel didn't dare to stand up against him
那现在最强大的敌人被打败了难道不应该高兴吗
But now that our greatest enemy has been slain and wouldn't it be a joyful matter
所以大大小小都高兴的
Therefore great and small people came out to rejoice
这里说大家欢欢喜喜打鼓祭心歌唱跳舞啊应该是这样
It tells us they came out singing and dancing with tambourines and with instruments
但是当扫罗王与众人都沉醉这种荣耀快乐的情景的时候
And when King Saul and the people were rejoicing in this joyful celebration
唱歌的妇女突然间对扫罗王唱出了一句赞美的话
And all of a sudden the women who were singing they sang this praise of David
这句话说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万
The verse goes Saul has slain his thousands and David his
这当然也是一句赞美王的话呀
It was indeed a song of praise
可是扫罗王听了这首对他赞美的歌脸上马上变了脸色
And even though this praise was addressed to the king Saul was unhappy when he heard it
而且这里说他是非常的生气甚发怒
It tells us that he was very angry
不单只发怒口里还说出了非常非常生气的话
Not only was he angry, he also spoke very angry words
他说将万万归大卫那千千归我只剩下王位没有给他了
Now that ascribed to David 10,000 and to me only thousands Now what more can he have but the kingdom?
请看到了没有
Do you see it?
听了这首歌以后整个人都在变
After hearing this song, this whole man changed
从欢喜到愤怒
From joy to wrath.
从接受众人的荣耀 成为羞辱，他认为是羞辱他。
From receiving glory from his people, he took it as shame.
我们说言为心声，你所讲的话，其实你心里面要讲，心里面真正的声音。
And this is actually his very true words from the bottom of his heart.
你的内心深处，你的想法从你的口中说出来。
Your heart gives out thoughts, and your thoughts will emerge of your mouth as words.
他这句话，那是真的是内心里面的愤怒。
And these words that he said was indeed out of the anger of his heart.
所以这首歌呢，唱的人没有问题。
And the people who sang this song, they didn't have a problem.
是听的人有问题。
But the problem lied with the listener.
听的人有问题，是因为他的心有问题。
And the listener found a problem in this song because he had a problem in his heart.
第十节
verse 10.
这里说，第九节说，从这日起，从这一天开始，扫罗就怒视大卫。
Verse 9. From that day forward, Saul eyed David.
那大卫的灾祸，大卫的痛苦，大卫的生命的危险，就从这一天开始。
The affliction and the troubles of David's life started from this moment.
这叫做从这一日起。
And that is from that day forward.
什么叫做从这一日起？
What does it mean from that day forward?
就是无论你做什么好事、善良的事、有益的事，他都觉得你是不好的，你是有问题的。
Regardless of all kinds of good things and good intention things that you have done, he will suspiciously look at you.
这叫做从那一日开始。
And that's from that day onward.
你对他微笑，他觉得你那个微笑是在讽刺他。
You smile at him, and he will feel humiliated from your smile.
你跟他打一个招呼，他觉得你有意在他的面前向他示威。
And you want to just say a greeting to him, then he will find you trying to insult him and protest against.
反正你做什么，你不跟他打招呼，他也怨恨你；你跟他打招呼，他也责怪你。
And whatever that you do, he will always put a blame on you.
这叫做从那一日起。
And that is what happens from that day forward.
这样明白了吗？
Do you understand?
为什么有时我们突然间他对我这样脸黑黑？为什么他突然间对我的态度完全不一样？
And how is it that someone suddenly shows me a bitter face, or someone starts to hate me in whatever I do?
到底发生什么事？到底哪里得罪他都不知道。
I don't even know how have you offended him.
一定有一个开始，有一个原因。
There must be a starting day or starting reason.
不知道是从那一日。他已经是这样了，你没有发现到。
And not knowing which was the day forward that he started behaving like that.
从那一日起，这样的后果会是什么呢？
What is the consequence of this?
看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，次日从神那里来的恶魔就大大降在扫罗的身上。
Verse 10. It happened on the next day, the distressing spirit came upon Saul.
从那一日开始。
From that day onward.
可是我们发现到有一个不同点。第九节说是从这一日开始，第十节是说第二日、第二天，撒旦还降在他身上。
There's a very delicate difference here in verse 9, from that day forward, and in verse 10, on the next day.
其实你从那一日恨大卫的时候，心中有恨的时候，撒旦就可以来了。撒旦就一定不会放过你的。
In truth, on the day that you started to have hatred for David, and Satan already could enter.
你心中充满的恨，你想要杀大卫，你恨大卫。魔鬼不会给你留情的了，哎呀，给他机会了，哎呀，给他时间了。魔鬼哪里会跟你讲这种慈爱啊，这种恩典啊。
When hatred sprouts in his heart, the devil Satan came in to tell him, you do not show any mercy.
那为什么他恨大卫的时候，那一天魔鬼不来呢？
But why is it that on the very day he started to have hatred, Satan did not come yet?
只有一个解释。
There's only one explanation.
神不允许。
God did not allow it.
神给扫罗王机会。
God allowed Saul to have a chance.
你的恨，你的嫉妒，你要马上消除，马上消失。
Your jealousy, your envy, and your hatred for David has to be discarded.
我了解你的软弱。
I understand your weakness.
我觉得你的心很窄小，你的心不够宽大。
But your heart is a very narrow one.
这个我可以理解，我可以明白。
But I understand that is your weakness.
但神的意思说，你要赶快消除仇恨。
But God meant for you to quickly disperse this hatred.
我给你机会。
I give you a chance.
我给你时间。
I give you time.
如果到明天你的恨还不消失。
If your hatred does not diminish.
真的，第二天撒旦魔鬼就大大的降就来了。
True enough, Satan will come on you mightily.
原来这是神在阻挡啊，神在保守这个扫罗王。
And now God was giving Saul time and also in a way protect him.
因为我已经说过了，当我们有恨有错误的时候，魔鬼不会给我们机会的，他是马上进来的。
As I mentioned,
他不会给我们机会的。
From the very moment we start to have hatred in our heart, Satan will not lose this chance.
但第十节到我们看到第二天才来的。
And verse 10 tells us that Satan came on the next day.
怪不得在以弗所书这样劝勉我们。
No wonder Ephesians encourages us.
我们都会生气。
We will all fall into anger.
有谁不会生气呢？
Any one of us does not get angry.
只有一种人不会生气的，那就是死人啊。
Only one type of people don't get angry, only the dead people don't get angry.
但是人会生气，但是生气不可以到日落啊。
And we all get angry, but we cannot let our anger last past the sunset.
你早上生气，中午生气，晚上生气，明天还生气，这还得了吗？
You're angry in the morning, in the afternoon, and you are still angry tomorrow?
你一整天都在生气，第二天也在生气，那个撒旦还不来吗？
You're angry for the full few days, and how can Satan not come?
所以要马上停止。
Therefore, you must quickly put a stop.
神给我们一天的时间，你赶快停止，赶快调整你的心情。
God gives us a day's time to quickly manage our emotions.
因为在这一段时间，生气的时候，神保守着我们，不让我们犯罪，不让魔鬼进来。
On the day of our anger, the Lord God protects us from Satan.
所以，这当魔鬼进来的时候，你不要说神没有保守你，你不要说神没有给你机会。
The moment Satan entered, you do not complain to God, saying that God did not protect you or give you chance.
是你没有在神保守的时间里赶快悔改，赶快原谅。
It is you who have not managed your emotions when you had the time.
这是我们从这里从这日开始到第二天，发现到一个很重要的真理，重要的信仰道理。
There's a very important message that we find here in these two verses from that day forward and also on the next day.
那魔鬼一进入到他的心一进入到他身体，直到他死为止，知道吗？
When the devil entered him, he stayed there until he died.
这里讲的十八章，一直到还有很长的时间魔鬼都没有离开他。都一直在他身上。
In this chapter 18, the devil entered into Saul, and the devil stayed there until the very last.
直到他自杀时。
Until the very moment where he took his own life.
对，这是给我们很大的警告，很大的警示。
This is a very great warning to us all.
人家就是唱这样唱而已嘛，也是个事实嘛，也不是乱乱唱嘛。
And these people were only singing a song based on the fact.
你就是自己听得不太高兴嘛。
But you heard it, you were very displeased.
但是人家唱的也是事实呀。
But they were also singing what was true.
那我们就谦卑接受吧。
You should humbly accept.
反正我都是一个君王，国中最高的君王，最有荣耀的君王，最有权柄的君王，我都得到了，你还要什么呢？
You're already the great king of Israel with all authority and power and glory.
给人家一点称赞，给人一点好处，难道不可以吗？难道你就给不起吗？
Can you not give a bit of praise and compliments to others?
你都已经有这么大的权柄荣耀，给人一点赞美，难道你过不去吗？
You already possess a great authority and great praise, and can you not let others have a bit of credit?
更何况大卫王真的是用生命牺牲生命来对付哥利亚的，来让国家太平的。
And all the more so that David was one who almost risked his life in order to save his country.
所以不是唱歌的问题。
This is not about a song.
是这个听歌人心里的问题。
The problem lies in the heart of the person who listens.
你的心稍微调整，稍微谦卑一点就没事了。
Had your heart been a little more humble, you wouldn't have this problem.
但是就是不可能。
But you weren't willing.
知道他死，魔鬼在他身上知道他死。
The devil was in his heart until he died.
所以这一首歌呢，真的是要有属灵品质高的人，属灵品质很高的人才够资格来听这首歌啦。
Therefore, this song can only be heard by those who are spiritually strong.
你的属灵品质不高，你会听出祸来的。
If people who do not possess a good spiritual qualities, they will hear their own woe.
怪不得箴言书二十七章这样说。
No wonder Proverbs 27 tells us.
请看箴言书二十七章。
Proverbs 27.
我们读二十一节。
We read verse 21.
来，二十七章二十一节。
27 verse 21.
一二三，鼎为炼银。炉为炼金，人的称赞也是炼人啊。这句话 应验在许多人的身上，不只是扫罗王的身上。
This proverb is true to many other people, not just to Saul.
所以这首欢迎歌、赞美歌，最后就变成了试验人心的歌。
Therefore, this song, this welcome song, had turned into a song of tests and trials.
我在神学院读书上课的时候
，When I was studying in the theological seminary,
神学院那个张飞利老师，他长老已经去世了。
Our late elder Zhang Fei Li.
有一次我到他的教会去谢助灵恩会的时候。
And there was once I went to his church to assist in the spiritual convocation.
我已经毕业了。
I had already graduated.
讲完道理，几百个信徒传道都在现场。
And a few hundred of believers and preachers.
因为是沙巴全州的斗湖教会的20周年的纪念会。
It was the 20th anniversary for Taobao Church in Sabah.
几乎所有的传道都出席。
And all the preachers were present, almost all.
我一讲，我还没有下台，我的老师就走出来。
Before I came down from the pulpit, and my teacher came forward.
他就赞美我了，就当众赞美我。
He started to compliment me.
那我当然心里很高兴了。
I was very delighted.
那嘴巴就讲啊，就一定会在讲啊，没有啦，长老你不要这样讲了，这样讲不好意思了。
And I was saying,
没有了。
Very courteous words.Saying that no, there's no such thing.
那是我虚假的回应。
But that was a very hypocritical response.
但是心里不高兴啊。
Because my heart was overjoyed.
因为全州的传道人都在，长老也在，执事都在。
There were deacons, preachers, and elders present in the congregation.
我的老师怎么在这么重要的会议场面，这个盛会场面来称赞我呢
？And I was wondering how is it that my teacher was complimenting me in such an important occasion.
他听到我这样回应后，他突然就很严肃地站在那边，不再走动。
He heard my response in that way, and he became very stern.
他手指着我。
He pointed at me.
当传道的
you as a preacher,
要经得起人家的赞美
you must be able to withstand compliments.
当传道的
you as a preacher,
要经得起人家的批评
you must be able to withstand criticism.
他讲了两句话，然后他不理我了，他走掉了。
He said these two phrases and he walked away.
大家都被吓到了，因为他很大声啊。
Everyone was shocked because he was very loud.
他在用很生气、责备的语气来责骂我。
He was actually rebuking me with a very stern voice.
是在提醒我。
In fact, it was a reminder.
真的。
It is true.
所以这两句话，在我传道的30多年的侍奉中，我得到很大的帮助。
And from these two phrases that he made, it was very helpful in all my 30 years of ministry.
当传道的。
As a preacher,
要经得起别人赞美。
You have to be able to withstand compliments.
不要人家赞美几句，赞美你两句就飞到天上去了。
And don't be complimented and you start flying up to the sky.
飞到天上去，掉下来，跌死你，跌到粉碎啊！跟你讲，因为是太高了。
You're so lifted up to the sky, and you'll fall to your death.
当传道的要经得起人家的批评。
But as a preacher, you must withstand the criticism.
不要人家只是批评你几句话就不干了，我不做了，就走了。
And a few words of criticism should not be able to make you give up.
所以这两件事，人家的赞美，人家的批评，都常常发生在传道的身上。
And these two matters, praises and criticisms, often come on me.
我就常常会想起这句话。
And I often remember this phrase.
真的，主耶稣借着他忠心的仆人，这样时常的用神的话语提醒我们，保守我们。
It is true enough that the Lord Jesus, through his faithful workers, speak words of protection to me.
我们要经得起别人的赞美。
Therefore, notice we must be able to withstand compliments.
也要经得起别人的批评。
But we must also be able to withstand criticisms.
有人经得起别人的赞美，但是经不起别人的批评。
Some people can take compliments, but cannot take criticisms.
你赞美他，他很 OK 的。
You're okay with compliments.
他很高兴的。
They are very happy with compliments. But when you criticize them, they are not able to take it. They will be angry. They will throw a fit.
有些人传道呢，他经得起别人的批评，批评没问题的。
There are preachers who are okay with criticism.
因为他都不理你了，不当一回事呀。
But they are okay to just brush it off their shoulders.
可是他经不起人家的赞美，一赞美他就骄傲了。
But they cannot take any compliments, and any compliment comes at them, and they will feel proud.
所以这一首欢迎歌啊，赞美歌啊。要属灵品质高的人才够资格听。
Therefore, this welcome song of praise has to be heard or listened to by people who are spiritually strong.
好，那其实我已经说了，这首歌没问题的，也是很平凡的。
As I mentioned, this is a very ordinary song that has no problem.
问题是我们的心里的问题。
The problem would lie in the heart of the listener.
我们的心里面常常存着两件事情。
There are often these two things in our heart.
你知道是什么吗
？Do you know what are these two things?
一个是赞，一个是
and good and evil.
真的，心里就存着这两个最重要的，不是善就是恶。
We have these two very important strengths in our heart, good and evil.
不是爱就是恨。
Love or hate.
真的是这样。
It is true.
我们看雅各书第七章。
Return to Song of Solomon chapter 7.
雅各书的第七章。
Song of Solomon chapter 7.
第七章我们读第六节。
You read verse 6.
第七章六节来。1, 2, 3. 求你将我放在心上如印记。戴在你臂上如载记。因为爱情如矢之坚强。嫉恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光。是耶和华的烈焰。特别是在我们的爱情里，在我们的婚姻里面。
Most especially in our story, in our life of love and marriage.
我们的心只存两件事情。
In marriage, our hearts have only these two things.
你不是爱死对方，你就变成是恨死对方。
Either you love him or her to the death, or you hate him or her to the death.
不是爱就是恨，不是恨就是爱，真的是这样。
Either hate or love.
我是说真正的爱了。
I mentioned it. I call it the true love.
所以怪不得保罗哦，他说他很痛苦，他非常痛苦。
No wonder Paul was very distressed. He said that he often has this struggle in his heart.
我想行得善，我偏偏行不出来，我要行罪行不出。
He wants to do the good that his heart was willing to do, but he was unable to.
却偏偏行出来。
The evil that he's not willing to do, he did.
他心里就是善，不然就是恶，不然就是善，常常善恶在交战啊，在打仗。
There's this constant internal struggles and battle between the good and evil in his heart.
我们的信仰也是这样子。
This is the same in our faith.
哦，圣灵叫我们要顺服主。
The Holy Spirit.
我们要行道理。
Ask us to submit to the Lord and also do according to His word.
我们的肉体、我们的情欲、我们的喜好，叫我们去贪爱世界。世界很多羡慕，世界很快乐，世界有很多荣耀。
Our fleshly self, our desires and our ambitions and aspirations, want us to turn to the world.
这个时候你不是爱神、爱真理，那你就是爱世界、爱荣耀。
At this point,
爱钱财就是这样。
You either love God and His truth, or you love the world for His riches.
心里其实就是存这两件东西。
And these are the two things that exist in our heart.
从这首歌里面听出了原来心有问题。
From this song, we can hear that whether we have a problem in our heart.
爱是从神来的。
Love comes from God.
恨这里说是从阴间从撒旦来。
Hate comes from Satan and from Hades.
好，唱歌给谁听？
To whom do we sing the song?
谁要听？
And who wants to listen?
我们进入到第七首歌。
We enter into the seventh song.
叫做《黑夜之歌》。
The night song.
这首歌特别是在黑夜唱，晚上唱的。
This song of the night is sung in the night.
有谁会在晚上唱歌呢？
Who would sing during the night time?
我们有首歌叫《半夜歌声》啊，那吓死人。
We have the midnight song that would maybe scare people.
圣经也有好几首黑夜在夜间所唱的歌。
There are a few songs of the night in the Bible.
要唱给谁听？
To whom are these songs sung?
请看耶伯记的35章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 35.
耶伯记35章。
Job chapter 35.
我们读9节到10节。
Verse 9 to verse 10.
来，一、二、三。人因多受欺压，就哀求；因受能者的辖制，便求救，却无人说。造我的神在哪里？他使人夜间歌唱。这一节告诉我们什么呢？
What does this verse tell us?
这里说，人在痛苦当中，在苦难当中，他就会去呼求神来帮助。
It tells us here that the people would cry out for the Lord's help in time of oppression.
这是正确的，也是应当的。
It is the right thing to do. They should have done it.
因为你在痛苦黑暗当中。
Because you are living in oppression and dark times.
可是往往人在苦难的时候，没有用正确的态度来求告他的神。
But all too often, when people are oppressed and suffering, they do not pray to God with the right attitude.
虽然在痛苦中会求神拯救，但是呢，却无人用正确的态度来祷告神啊，救我。
They do cry out to God and pray to God in times of oppression, but they do not do it with a right attitude to ask God to help.
只有更多的人在痛苦中说，我的神在哪里？我的神死掉了吗？我的神在睡觉吗？我的神是耳聋的吗？我的神为什么不听我祷告？ 用这种态度来祷来求问神。
The kind of attitude that they cry out to God with is that, "Where is my God? Is he dead already? Is he deaf? He's unable to hear."
请问这种祷告是在求问神，还是在责怪神呢
？Are you praying to cry out for help, or are you praying to blame God?
所以第九节是说，人在痛苦中来求问神、求告神是对的，但是你的态度。
Therefore, verse 9 tells us that it is right for us to cry out to God in oppression, but the problem is our attitude.
没有用正确的态度。来求告
and we do not have the right attitude when we cry out to God.
多半是怀疑，多半是在埋怨。
And more of it is full of doubt and murmuring.
那突然间，下一句说，神在黑夜中使人唱歌。
The next verse tells us that God is one who gives songs in the night.
这件事告诉我们，在痛苦黑暗中，神是世人希望的神，神是给人希望的神。
This verse tells us that in time of affliction and oppression, God is one who gives man hope.
特别你看不到光的时候，在黑暗当中。
Especially in the darkest of nights.
神是我们的希望。
God is our hope.
他使人在夜间歌唱。
God allows man to sing in the night.
在痛苦黑夜中，你仍然会发出感谢，发出赞美。
In a night of oppression and suffering, you continue to give praise to God.
因为神是赐希望的神。
Because God is God who saves, so He gives hope.
所以神能够在旷野开江河。
He gives hope and He opens a stream in the desert.
所以神能够在大海来开道路，红海在开道路。
He is able to make a way in the sea.
这些我们熟悉的神迹都在告诉我们。
All of these are miraculous signs that we are familiar with.
我们在黑夜中要呼求神。并且要用正确的态度来祷告。
These signs tell us that in the night we need to be able to cry out to God with the right attitude.
但很可惜，这节圣经说，却无人用正确的态度求问神。
But very pitifully, the Bible tells us that not many cry out to God with the right attitude.
什么叫做夜间唱歌
？What is this singing in the night?
是指人处在最艰难、最痛苦的环境当中。他仍然对神发出他的感恩，发出他的赞美。
It means that these are the people who suffer in the night and who are oppressed, but they continue to give praise to God.
这是最真实的、最伟大的信心。
And indeed, this is the most true and greatest faith.
这种行为呢，这种表现呢，是让神得荣耀的行为。
And this work and this conduct indeed glorified God.
那谁是在夜间唱歌的最好见证人呢
？Who is the best testimony who sang songs in the night?
Job 就是最好的见证。
Job himself is the best testimony.
他所遇到的黑夜比一般人所遇到的黑夜更黑。
The kind of night that he faced was even darker than any of our nights.
他比所有人遇到的痛苦，他的痛苦更加的痛，更可怕的痛。
His suffering is even more frightening and more miserable than any of our misery.
我们的痛苦就是损失一些金钱嘛，损失一些心爱的东西嘛。
Our kind of misery is to lose some money and to lose some things that we love.
一般所损失的不是一些啊，是所有的全部。
But job loss are not just a little or some. He lost everything.
是一夜之间，他的财富全部消失。
Overnight, everything was swept away.
不是失去一部分。
Not just a portion.
我们的家人，我们的孩子死了，我们很痛。
And when we lose our family members, and when they die, we suffer.
那也是死了一个人而已。
But we lose a life.
耶波的死不是死一个孩子啊，是全部死光的呀。
But Job did not just lose one son; he lost everyone.
你听下去，你看到你都怕，你听到你都怕。
You hear his story, you will be frightened.
十个孩子一夜之间、一时之间全部一起死。
All his 10 sons or children died overnight.
而且他们又不是去犯罪，去在最终之。在犯罪中死的。
There weren't people who died in their sin or in their crime.
圣经说，约伯的十个孩子呢，他们集中在一起，兄弟姐妹来往，到兄弟姐妹的家去吃饭、去聊天、去团聚，这是美好的一个景象，是兄弟姐妹相爱的一个见证。
The Bible tells us that his 10 children were gathering together for a very beautiful fellowship.
但是就将一夜之间全部死光了。
But overnight and all of them died.
你说这只是痛苦这么简单吗
？Do you think this is just a simple misery?
你说这是不是耶伯处在最黑暗、最黑的时间里面
？Wouldn't you call this the darkest of darkness?
可是耶伯在这个时候呢，他唱歌了。
But at this moment, Job was able to sing.
很感人的歌。
A song that can move all hearts.
我们来看这首歌是怎么样唱的。
Let's look at this song.
是怎么唱的
？How is this song sung?
请看耶伯记的第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
20节到22节
Verse 20 to verse 22.
来，我们一起来与耶伯一同来唱这首黑夜之歌。
We will sing this song of the night together with Job.
而且是从心里面唱出来。
which was sung from the bottom of his heart.
做得到吗?
Can you do this?
来二十节。
Verse 20.
一二三，约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说：我侧身出于母胎，也必侧身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收起的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为遗忘。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
这有几个人在这个时候能唱出这首这么荣耀神的歌呢？
How many among us can actually sing this song in this kind of suffering?
在这个时候，他说。赏赐的是耶和华，收起的也是耶和华。
He was able to proclaim at this moment, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken.
还加上一句，耶和华的名是应当称颂的，应该感谢的。
On top of that, he still said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
在这种情况，你还感谢什么？你还称颂什么呢
？In this kind of situation, what is that to bless about?
财产都死光了。
You have lost all your children.
所有的财产，所有的生活的必用品都没了。
All your lively necessities have lost.
你感谢什么？我问你，你感谢什么
？What are you thanking for?
你神经病吗？还是你已经痛苦到发疯了吗
？And are you so sick that you are insane?
有些人说他受刺激太深了，他已经不正常了。
Some people even say that he was not even in his right mind.
这真的是乱讲。
That is not true.
约伯还是很正常。
Job was very sane.
还有理智，还会去分析的。
Very normal, and he was able to think rationally.
他只清淡淡的讲出一句话。
And yet he spoke this plainly.
赏赐的是耶和华。
The Lord gave.
收起的也是耶和华。
Then the Lord has taken away.
难道神可以赏赐我？难道神没有权柄收回吗
？Can God give and not have the power to take away?
他当然有这种权柄。
Surely he has the authority.
因为这一切，我的一切都是他属于他，都是他给的。
Because everything that I have comes from him.
那既然是他给的，他有权柄收回啊？难道一定要永远给你，不能够收回的吗
？Since he has given me, he can also take it away.
只能够祝福你，不能够收回祝福的吗
？And can he just bless us and not take away his blessing?
而且收回是有原因的，不是无情。无缘无理 无理无故的这样收回的不是的
Surely there are reasons why God has taken away
因为在灵界里面正发生这种灵界的征战 是信仰的得胜还是信仰的失败是信仰的荣耀还是信仰的羞辱正在发生这种灵界的事件
Because there is this battle happening in the spiritual realm whether it's the victory or the defeat of faith
这个就是夜间唱歌
This is a song sung in the night.
虽然看起来很凄凉
although it looked very pitiful,
但是神人与他同在。
But the Lord God continued to abide.
你发现到吗？耶伯记一直看这个看到最后。
You read,
从开始到整个结束，神都在其中，没有离开耶伯。
From the beginning of Job until the end of the chapter, you can see that the Lord abided with him.
但是你在现实表面上你看不到神存在。
But on the superficial level, you cannot see that God abided with him.
事实上，你看完整个约伯记，神根本就一直在看着这件事，盯着这件事，掌控着这件事。
But in truth, you can see that the Lord God has always been keeping an eye on him and also having everything under his control.
一个有真正信仰的人，真信仰的人。
One who has true faith.
他不会因为失去这些世界的好处就离开神，不会的。
Will not depart from God just because of losing some of these benefits.
只有假的信仰，不真实的信仰才会这样。
Only false believers.
我世界没有了。
I have lost the world.
我还有神啊。
But I still have God.
是吗？我的祝福已经神已经收回去了。
My blessings have been taken back.
但是神可以再赐下来的呀。
But God can continue to give me later.
谁跟你讲神收回了就不可以再赐下来呢？谁跟你讲
？Anyone told you that God has taken away and He will not give again?
神收回了，但是神也可以再给啊，而且给更多天吗
？Yes, God has taken away, but God can also continue to give more.
这就是真实的信仰。
This is true faith.
这就是真实的信心。
That is true faith.
我们一般上啊，我们今天的感谢神，只是在平安顺境啊。丰富当中来感谢神啊，感谢神，哈利路亚，感谢神。
Generally, when we give thanks to God, we only give thanks in our smooth times and when things are easy.
但是神如果收回一点点
，But when God makes it a little harder,
有时也不是神收回。
Sometimes God is not the one to take away.
因为我们太贪心了。
But it's because of our own
greed. 明明那个是陷阱。
It is a trap.
那个是欺骗的。
It is deception.
你为了贪更多钱，投资很多呀。
But you greed more. You want more money.
结果损失了。
And you invested, but you lost.
你说神不祝福你。
You call that God taking away blessing?
关神什么事啊，兄弟
？What does God have to do with this?
神说不关我的事啊。
God says it's not my problem.
是你自己贪心啊。
It is out of your own greed.
这种欺骗每天都在报纸上有报道，在 媒体上常常提醒啊，每天都是。
We see this kind of news every day that people getting cheated.
你为什么还是被骗呢？
Why are you getting cheated?
没有看过这种新闻啊，没有看过这种人家提醒吗？
Haven't you seen this kind of news before?
啊，你损失了，你去怪神，叫神不祝福，神把祝福收回。
Yeah, made some losses and you want to blame it on God, saying God took away your blessing.
然后就开始骂，开始埋怨，开始不来教会。
You murmur against God, you continue to.
请问这个是真的信仰吗？
You stop coming to church.
你真的在信你的神吗？
Is that true faith?
原来不是。
It is not.
事情发生了才发现到我们的信心原来不是在信神，是信这些物质，这些物质的东西。
Only when things like this happen that we realize that we are not actually having faith in God, but we have faith in this material things.
神使人夜间歌唱。
And God allows us to sing a song.
唯有在夜间唱出来的歌，唱出来的感谢，才是真正的感谢，真正的赞美。
It is only these songs of praise that we sing in the night that can make it true.
哦，那除了夜泊还有谁呢？
And other than Job, who else?
我们看诗篇七十七篇。
We look at Psalm 77.
诗篇七十七篇
Psalm 77,
我们读第六节
Verse 6,
这个诗人亚萨 在诗篇里面很出名，我们常常会看到他的诗歌。
This psalmist Asaph is a very common name.
他说他在夜间的时候，在黑暗的时候呢，不断的思考，不断的反省自己。
He said that he continued to meditate and examine himself in the night.
我们看第六节
We look at verse 6.
第三，我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里也仔细审查。他说他在夜间的时候，就是在黑暗当中，在困苦当中，他常常反省自己，扪心自问，常常问自己。
He did this in the night when the times were dark and also difficult. He continued to examine his heart.
而且他在夜间唱歌，看到吗？我在夜间的歌曲，在夜间唱。
And he was singing a song in the night.
他到底发生什么事呢？
What exactly happened?
答案在第二节。
The answer lies in verse 2.
来，二节。
Verse 2.
因为我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间呢不住的几首祷告。我的心啊，不肯受安慰。原来他正在发生很痛苦的事。
Some very miserable matter happened to him.
许多人安慰他，朋友安慰他，家人安慰他，他都不肯受安慰。
Many people came to comfort him, and he refused to be comforted.
那确实，他的人生进入到黑暗当中，痛苦当中。
This was a time when his life took a turn to the dark times.
可是，在黑暗中，他说呢？我不是埋怨神。
But in darkness, he said that he was.
我在黑暗中，我在思考为什么会发生这种事，为什么神会收弃他的祝福，为什么会遇到这样的事情，常常扪心自问。
In his darkness, he continued to examine himself, thinking as to why has God taken away his blessing.
我的神不是爱我的吗？
Isn't God one who loves me?
难道神不爱我吗？
Does God not love me?
我的神不是连最好的天国、最美的天国都给了我吗？
Hasn't God given me the best, which is the heaven?
我的神不是连他的命都给了我吗？
Hasn't God also given me His life?
既然连生命都愿意给我，他有什么不能够给我的呀？
And He is willing to even give up His life for me. What else does He not give?
不可能啊，不可能的呀。
It is impossible.
他连一个人连生命都愿意给你，连最荣耀的天国也愿意给你，他还有什么不能够给你的呀？
God is willing to give the best of things, the most glorious heavenly kingdom to you. What else does He not want to give you?
那为什么今天让我好像损失很多，让我一无所有？
But why is it that today I have nothing as if I lost so much?
我常常在反省，常常在思考。
I always call to remembrance and I examine.
是我的神出了问题，还是我出了问题？
Is the problem with God or with me?
还是神没有问题，我也没问题？
Or perhaps there is no problem with God and no problem with me. Then where is the problem?
还有一个灵界的撒旦魔鬼在当中。
There's still Satan in the spiritual world among us.
是不是出于撒旦的嫉妒？是不是出于撒旦的考验？撒旦的试炼？
This is a trial and temptation and the envy of Satan.
这些都是在黑夜中常常反省。
This is how we examine ourselves in the night.
如果有时间，我们从第七节到十五节，你就看他一直在思考他的信仰，他的神。
If you have time, you read verse 7 to verse 15 to look at how he examined himself on the matters that God did for him.
请我们来读一读好吧。
Let's read together.
来，我们读一读他的心理的过程，他对他神的认识。
Let's look at the thought process that he had in his heart.
第七节 verse 7. 三，难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？八节，难道他的慈爱永远穷尽？他的运行世世废弃吗？九节，难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？十节，我便说， 这是我的懦弱啦，但我要追念至高者显露右手之年代，我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事，我也要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。神啊，你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神呢？你是行奇事的神，你曾在列邦中彰显你的能力，你曾用你的膀臂束了你的名，就是雅各和约瑟的子孙。这里他一直在夜间中，在黑暗痛苦中思想神的作为。
In his night or in his darkness of his life, he continued to examine on the work of God.
结果在长的迷失当中，在痛苦当中，让他清醒回来，回到神的身边，回到神的神里面去。
This self-reflection allowed him to find his way out of this place of
神没有问题。
And there's no problem with God.
我有问题。
I have a problem.
我的心有问题。
The problem is in my heart.
这叫做夜间常常自我审查。
That self-reflection in the night.
结果唱出了夜间更动人、更荣耀神的诗歌。
As a result, this song that he sang in the night was even more moving.
我们讲最后一个，谁在夜间唱歌呢？
We look at the last person who sang a song in the night.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Turn to Acts of the Apostles 16.
这首歌呢是在监牢里面唱的。
This song was sung in the prison.
一个人被抓到监牢里面去，他还会唱歌吗？
And then, can anyone sing a song in the prison?
并且你不是做错事被关进监牢哦。
And all the more you were accused of wrongdoing.
如果我们做恶事、做错事被关进监牢，那是应该的，没什么好讲的啦。
If you were actually if you have done wrong, then you are captured. You deserve.
但是你是因为你行善，你是救人，你是做正确的事，结果被关到监牢里面去啊。
But if you are locked up in the prison just because you were doing something right,
这时候你还会唱歌赞美神吗？
Are you still able to sing a song to praise God?
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts 16.
我们读25-26。
Verse 25 to verse 26。
注意哦，这里在讲半夜，就是晚上哦。
Let's take note that this was midnight.
1-3，夜在午夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神。众囚犯也侧耳而听，突然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。我的天啊，这两个神的仆人啊，神的工人在唱诗，唱一下，整个监牢都在摇动。
Oh dear, these servants of God, two of them were singing hymns, and suddenly the prison was sent into.
地的根基也在摇动啊。
An earthquake.
神的歌有这么大的力量。
Foundations were shaken. What kind of
thing? 监牢的门全开了。
The doors of the prison were open.
然后锁住那些囚犯的锁链啊，自动脱落下来，自动就脱下来。
The shackles of everyone were loosed.
他们在干什么？
What were they doing?
他们没有做什么呀。
They weren't doing anything.
这两个神的仆人就是在那边唱诗，在那边祷告，在那边唱诗。
All they were doing was singing hymns and praying.
在监牢里面唱诗感谢。
In the prison, they were singing hymns and praising God.
今天如果轮到我们来说，还感谢什么？还唱什么诗呢？
If it happened to us, we would be wondering.
神都没有救我们，神都没有保护我们。
God is not here. God did not protect me.
你看人家是怎么样唱诗的
？Look at how others were singing.
人家是在痛苦当中，在监牢当中，受冤屈当中来唱诗感谢神的。
They were singing in the prison in their suffering when they were accused falsely.
这种夜间唱歌的力量啊，震动天地，震动地狱，震动天庭。
The power of their hymns was able to shake the whole earth.
所以这里有一个故事这样讲。
There was a story.
这个监门怎么会这些门怎么会脱锁链怎么会脱下来呢
？How could these chains just lose themselves？
这只是故事啊。
This is only a story.
你不要把它当真、啊。
Don't take it as a real story.
其实保罗希拉在唱歌的时候呢，唱诗的时候呢，在天上、哦、主耶稣跟天使们在开会了。
The story goes when Paul and Silas were singing hymns in the prison, the angels were having a meeting with God.
就是在讨论说神的仆人、啊、受苦难被逼迫的问题。
The meeting agenda was about the workers of God being persecuted.
那其中天使说：“我们去救他吧。”
Some angels said,
主耶稣，你派我们去救他吧。
Oh Jesus, please send us to save them.
就是说，再等一下。
Jesus says, "Wait a moment."
啊，他们在开会当中，突然间从地上传来这些赞美神的声音，赞美的诗歌啊。
And in the middle of their meeting, and suddenly they heard these songs of praise from earth.
到天上去。
These songs of praise came all the way from earth to heaven.
那主耶稣听到这种赞美的歌， 突然间停止开会了。
Jesus hears these songs of praise and he stopped the meeting.
他就静静地听，一直在听哦。
He listened to it attentively.
那些天使又不敢惊动主耶稣，大家都静静，也不敢再讲话。
The angels were also sitting still, not.
因为这个诗歌跟平时诗歌不一样。
Not wanting to interrupt, and this was a special hymn.
里面充满赞美、感谢，太优美的歌声，特别不一样。
Was so beautiful and was so full of praise.
那主耶稣听到入神，不是啊？主耶稣听到入神，他就打拍子了。
Jesus was so attentive and was so immersed in the song of praise, and he was beating to the rhythm, and every beat became an earthquake.
这当然只是一种故事啦。
And this is only a story.
他要这个故事要教导的，要讲，要表达的是什么？
But the moral of the story.
这种在夜间的唱歌哦，最感动，最好听。
These songs of praise in the night are most touching.
神都被，主耶稣都被感动。
The Lord Jesus was touched.
他这样一拍啊，轻轻的一拍啊，地就震动，
a light tap,
世界就震动，地球都在震动。
A light tap from Jesus could shake the world.
因为神得到极大的荣耀。
Because God was greatly glorified.
这叫做夜间神使人夜间唱歌。
That is what it means by God allows us to sing the song in the night.
所以，亲爱的兄弟姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在平时在平安中，在祝福中，我们唱诗感谢，这是应该的。
In all times of peace and when things are smooth, we should be singing songs.
但是如果夜间来到，黑夜来到的时候，我们仍然这样唱歌赞美神，这更加的荣耀真实。
But when the night comes, when sufferings come on us, and we are still able to sing songs of praise to God, this is indeed more glorifying.
这种唱歌能够震动天地。
This kind of song and praises can indeed shake the world. 能够
震动所有人的心。
It can indeed move the hearts of men.
也震动神天使的心。
You can also move the hearts of angels and God.
这是真实的见证。
This is true testimony.
但是问题在黑夜中，有几个人能唱出这首这样的歌呢？
But the question is, how many of us can sing this song by night?
唱歌给谁听？
To whom do we sing?